ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 2 and 3. Grasam sumrishtam virasam mahantam stokam evava yadrichayaiva patitam grasedajagaro kriyah। ग्रासं सुमृष्टं विरसं महान्तं स्तोकमेव वा यदृच्छयैवापतितं ग्रसेदाजगरो क्रियः। ग्रासं सुमृष्टं विरसं महान्तं स्तोकमेव वा यदृच्छयैवापतितं ग्रसेदाजगरो क्रियः। ग्रासं सुमृष्टं विरसं महान्तं स्तोकमेव वा यदृच्छयैवापतितं ग्रसेदाजगरो क्रियः। Grasam, food. Sumrishtam, clean and delicious. Virasam, tasteless. Mahantam, a large quantity. Stokam, a small quantity. Eva, certainly. Va, either. Yadrichaya, without personal endeavor. Eva, indeed. Apatitam, obtained. Remaining neutral without endeavor. Following the example of the python, one should give up material endeavors and accept for one's maintenance food that comes of its own accord, whether such food be delicious or tasteless, ample or meager. Text number 3. This purport, there is no purport to this translation. So reading text number 3. शयिता हानि भूरिणी निराहारो नु प
ಉಪಕ್ರಮಃ ಯದಿ ನೋಪನಯೇ ಗ್ರಾಸೋ ಮಹಾಹೀರ್ ಇವ ದಿಷ್ಟಭೋಕ್. ಇಫ್ ಅಟ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಫುಡ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್, ದೆನ್ ಅ ಸೇಂಟ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಡೇಸ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಡೆವರ್. ಹಿ ಶುಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಬೈ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಹಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್. ದಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೈಥನ್ ಹಿ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್. ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್: ಇಫ್ ಬೈ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೋರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸಫರ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್, ದೆನ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಥಿಂಕ್, ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಮೈ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನೌ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಪನಿಷ್ಡ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲಿ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಮಿ ಹಂಬಲ್. ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶಹೀದ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೇಷಂಟ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಅಜಿಟೇಷನ್. ದಿಷ್ಟಭುಕ್ means one must accept the personality of Godhead as a supreme controller and not foolishly give up one's faith due to material inconvenience. Tatte nu kampam susumikshamano munjan evatmakritam vipakam. A devotee of the Lord always accepts material hardships as the mercy of Lord Krishna. Thus he becomes eligible for supreme liberation.
Om ajnanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಃ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ್ಚ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೇ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ಋಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧೋವೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೈಥನ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಂಡೆವರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಫುಡ್ ದಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡ್, ವೆದರ್ ಸಚ್ ಫುಡ್ ಬಿ ಡೆಲಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ಲೆಸ್, ಆಂಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಮೀಗರ್. If at any time food does not come, then a saintly person should fast for many days without making endeavor. He should understand that by God's arrangement he must fast. Thus, following the example of the python, he should remain peaceful and patient. So, these are the words spoken by Avadhut Brahmin to King Yadu, which is then being spoken by Krishna to Uddhava. This chapter is entitled Story of Pingala. The instruction of the Avadhut Brahmin, here I am reading from the summary of this chapter. The instruction the Avadhut Brahmin received from the python is that an intelligent person should cultivate a mentality of detachment and should maintain his body by accepting whatever comes of its own accord or is easily obtained. In this way, he should remain always engaged in the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if no food is available. The person who wants to engage fully in the Lord's worship should not beg. Rather, he should understand this to be the arrangement of the providence, thinking, whatever enjoyment is destined for me will automatically come, and thus I should not uselessly waste the remaining duration of my life in worrying about such things. If he does not get any food, he should simply remain lying like the python and patiently fix his mind in meditation upon the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. So the Bhagavatam is like, in one sense, a roller coaster, taking the reader through various topics, themes, lessons. We have crossed the 10th canto, which is like the summum bonum, the soul of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, there's a preliminary subject matter which is being discussed of how we should learn to see that how the Lord is actually maintaining everyone and how we should be dependent on Him. And how we should become free from the cravings of our tongue. So, we see that Avadhut Brahman is taking lessons from these nine animals in nature. Just like we see this in National Geography. The scientists are going around with their cameras and studying the behavior of animals. In one sense, this is a National Geography channel within Srimad Bhagavatam, where we are studying the habit of a python and important lessons are to be learned. So, the characteristic of a python, Ajgar, is that it just sits and waits for its food to come. It does not make any endeavor. Because a python, even if it endeavors, it cannot go chasing behind its prey. Because it's very slow in its movements. It's not like a lion or a cheetah or a... That's why it is said, that nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrigaha. Nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mrigaha. Ki the lion who has the ability to chase its prey, if it just sits, then it won't have the deers coming, dashing into its mouth. It has to chase its prey. So now the Lord has not given the ability, the python by default in its body, it doesn't have the ability to be agile, to be violent. So it just sits and waits for its food. Like in the 10th canto, we saw that how Aghasur, he was also a python. And he wanted to attack the Lord. So he didn't come like coming to bite him. No, he just opened his mouth and he just sat there with the anticipation that the Lord will just come inside his mouth. And the Lord came. So if we, the Avadhut Brahman is saying that, see the miracle, that without any endeavor, without ability to capture its prey, the python does not starve, it gets its food. Food comes to its mouth and it eats. Very important lesson, the Avadhut Brahman is saying that the Lord is providing food for everyone. So therefore, don't be anxious about it. A python gets its food, you will also get your food. So there is no need to take anxiety. So, in the Old Testament, there is a very nice story to elaborate on this concept. As you know that the Hebrews, they were under the subjugation of the Egyptians. They were taken as slaves. And for 400 years, they were enslaved. So, they prayed to the Lord and the Lord heard their prayers. And the Lord sent them a savior whose name was Moses. He also had one assistant whose name was Aaron. And the Lord would communicate to the Hebrews through Moses. He would convey the Lord's message. So the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, as they call him, Moses went with the message of the Lord and said, "You free my people." So the Pharaoh denied. And the Lord communicated through Moses that if you do not, then there will be famine. Pharaoh still did not accept. So as a result, there were 10 famines in Egypt. 10 famines in Egypt. Finally, the Pharaoh had to relent and he let the Hebrews leave. So the Lord had promised them a land of Israel. So the Hebrews are also known as Israelites, the children of God. They are also known as Jews, modern day Jews, like that way. So there was a huge exodus of people moving out of Egypt. They had to cross the Red Sea. The soldiers came to attack them as they left. The Pharaoh changed his mind. They came with their soldiers to kill all the people. And somehow God, with a pillar of fire, separated the soldiers from them. Then how will they cross the sea? So they, it's the Red Sea, so they had to cross it. And so the Lord parted the ocean and provided dry land for them to cross over. So all these people just walked across the ocean. A miracle which they have seen with their own eyes. So now they had to walk and cross the desert. So after about a month or so of walking, their stock of food was over. It was all finished. So now, naturally, when you are hungry, you become upset. You start complaining. You start grumbling. So they started criticizing Moses. They started criticizing Aaron. "We are not sure whether you are actually getting the message of God. You have brought us here. It doesn't make any sense. Now, how are you going to provide the food for all of us? It is better if we would have been in Egypt. At least we were getting our food, even though we were enslaved." So now these people started grumbling, which is a natural tendency of someone who is hungry. Started criticizing God. And they forgot all the afflictions and all the atrocities which were inflicted on them by the Egyptians. And they were fondly remembering them, as if, just as a person remembers his long lost lover. "Oh, how it was in Egypt. At least we were getting our food." Just see the nature. That's why it is said, "Tyajet kshudartha bhujagi swamandam. Tyajet kshudartha mahila swaputram. Bhubukshitam kim na karoti papam. Shina purusha nishkaruna bhavanti." That when a person is afflicted by hunger, "Tyajet kshudartha bhujagi swamandam." A snake will eat its own children or egg. "Tyajet kshudartha mahila swaputram." Afflicted by hunger, a lady may abandon her own child. "Bhubukshitam kim na karoti papam." Person afflicted by hunger, what sin he will not do? "Shina purusha nishkaruna bhavanti." Person is hungry, then he becomes very cruel. This is human psychology. It's a very strong propensity. Here it's explained that how these people started complaining. They forgot all the miracles that they saw with their own eyes. The 10 famines which happened in Egypt. None of them were affected. Only the Egyptians were affected. They forgot that how the Lord protected them with a pillar of fire. They forgot how the Lord parted the ocean, provided dry land for them to cross over. Forgot all that. They started complaining. "Oh, why have you brought us here to die? How are you going to feed us?" You know how many people were there walking? There were about 22 lakh people. An exodus. 22 lakh people. Around 6 lakh men and rest of the people were women, children and old people. So 22 lakh people, 2.2 million people were walking. That's huge. So then the Lord heard their grumble, heard their complaints and sent a message through Moses that, don't worry, I will provide food for you. Be patient. So he said that you will get food in the evening and in the morning. Food will rain down from the sky. In the desert. Desert of sin it is known as. And the food will rain down. But the condition is that when it falls, you should only collect one omer for yourself. And if you have three or four people in your family, in your tent, then you multiply it by four and then you take it home. So one omer in their unit, it's about 2.3 liters. 2.3 kilo, utana. Aapko lena hai. Usse zyada you should not pick up. And indeed, in the evening they got food, in the morning also. And the condition was that you should pick up when the dew dries up. And you should stop when the sun rises. Only at that time you should, otherwise it will not be fruitful. So then they took the message and they prepared. And in fact, indeed, they found that there was food in the evening and from in the morning also. They call it the manna. That food, which is known as the food of the angels, actually fell and it was known as the manna. And they indeed found food was falling. And, you know, human nature. People started collecting more than necessary. Ikhatta kiya. Teen char logon ka. Char logon ka parivar, 10 logon ka ikhatta kiya. Jama kiya. Directly against the injunctions of the Lord. And what happened? By morning, everything got spoiled. Those who could not pick up, due to whatever reasons, health reasons or whatever, they had enough. And those who picked up a lot, it was all reduced to just as much as they needed. So then they were kind of satisfied. So it is said that how much food is needed to provide for 22 lakh people? If you calculate, somebody made a calculation that you need about 400 trucks of food. Now we have a yatra of 5,000 people. At least one truck you need, is it not, of food? That much truck full of food. So now there are 22 lakh people you have to feed. So the Lord provided them with nearly 400 plus truck loads of food daily. And it used to rain also in the desert for them. So they had ample food and water in the forest. For how long? Now they walked for 39 years, 11 months. 39 years, 11 months. So it is said in the Old Testament, scripture actually, the Lord provided for them. But still they did not have faith. And still they did not obey the instructions of the Lord. Through this, the Lord wanted to tell the people that you are maintained not by the food, you are maintained by obedience to the will of the Lord. When you follow your prescribed duties, as it is said in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Annad bhavanti bhutani, parjanyad anna sambhavah, yajnyat bhavati parjanyo, yagya karma samudbhavah. That you get food because of the rains, and rains comes because of yajna, sacrifice. And when you do your prescribed duties, when you obey the laws of God, and you make sacrifices in life, then only can you get food. So therefore, what maintains us is not food. What maintains us is the obedience to the will of God. So therefore, this very important principle is taught in the Bible. There are other such examples like of Jesus once when he was preaching. So that time, large number of people started gathering. So Jesus looked at his disciples, his apostles, and asked them that, what do you think, how are we going to feed these people? So all of them had some stock of food. So they said, you know, even if we work for months, we will not be able to provide for these people. So many people, 5,000 people had assembled, like a Sunday feast. So many people had come, and they were coming daily. So Jesus looked at them and he said, never mind, let them come, make them sit. So they did not have the heart to serve. They did not know how to serve these people, the disciples. They had whatever little bit they had, they wanted to keep it for themselves. If they would have distributed that, then what will they eat? But there was this one boy in the crowd who was also following Jesus. He had around 3 loaves of bread. He offered it to Jesus. And he said, if this can be of some use to you. In the child's innocence, he offered whatever he had to Jesus. So Jesus took it and very pleased. And he said, okay, make everybody sit. And all of the people, the apostles, incredulous, thinking that, what is he doing? And Jesus started distributing those loaves of bread. And they said that with those 3 loaves of bread, he fed 5,000 people. Not only that, he told his disciples that go and collect all the leftovers. And the leftovers which was collected itself was around 15, 20 baskets or more than that. It was a miracle which happened. So, it is explained that how this small boy's desire to share manifested many times by the will of Jesus and the will of the Lord. And what we see in this world is this this intense craving to hoard unnecessarily. You know, it is said, if you see the statistics, there are about 30 lakh children who die every year because of lack of food. That means every 10 seconds, one child is dying out of starvation. And if you see the statistics of food production, the food production has increased more than the increase in the population. That means we are producing about 1.5 times the population of the world. So the population is around 7 billion and we are producing food for about 10 billion. So there's enough food production for everyone. Still, in this world we see that there is starvation. So the experts are analyzing that the starvation is because of poverty and inequality of distribution of food. And the Bhagavatam says it is because of lack of obedience to the will of God. Simple and straight. If there is food, then why are people hungry? Everybody should have been getting food. But still people are dying of starvation. Why? Because, as it is said in the scriptures, that they are not following the, they are not doing their duties, the yajna, which is prescribed for them. So therefore, the very important principle that if you are having these cravings, as long as you are having the cravings, you cannot be a good servant. Just as a mother at home, she serves out food to her children, to her husband, not caring for whether she's going to eat or not, if something's going to be left over for her. And many times children eat up everything, whatever is cooked. They may ask also the mother, is there enough for you? But mother may say, yeah, yeah, there's enough, you eat. And she gets her satisfaction from feeding the children. So, if she was craving for her own food, then she will not be able to do a good. And many times you see that in Indian families, the mothers are always eating stale food. Bacha hua khana. Subah ka jo banaya wo raat ko khate hain. Previous day's food, she'll keep it in the fridge and she'll eat the stale food. And fresh food, she will make and she will serve it out to her children, to her husband. So, if there is craving, we all crave food. But if there is love more than the craving, then naturally then you will do, you will make that sacrifice. Similarly, here it is, Bhagavatam is explaining, as long as we are craving for, you know, all the satisfying of our palate, then to that extent we cannot be a good servant of the Lord.
Just a few days ago, I don't know if it's the irony or what, this just a few days ago, one Mataji came along with her grown-up son. I know her son, my friend actually. And she was connected to some ISKCON center. And she came and she said, Prabhuji, main aapse ek prashna poochna chahti hoon. Aap bura nahi manenge. Maine kaha nahi, mat poochiye. Bole, hum aksar dekhte hain ki devotees ko kitna achha hona chahiye na, magar aisa hum dekhte hain ki jab भगवान का भोग प्रसाद निकलता है ना बाहर, तो हम लोग भी नहीं जाते यार आगे, पर सारे भक्त लोग ऐसे टूट पड़ते हैं जैसे कि बहुत महीनों से भूखे हैं. ऐसा क्यों करते हैं? सो ऑब्जर्वेशन, आई वाज सरप्राइज्ड. क्वेश्चन वाज व्हाई आर पीपल फाइटिंग एंड यू नो grabbing the prasad as if like they are so hungry and they're coming from Somalia or something like that. And they're not devotees. And they're thinking that even we don't do that, why are devotees doing that? These qualities are expected of devotees. So I was thinking that. I said, I don't know what their motivation is. I said, to the best of my capacity, I tried to answer and pacify her. I said, Mahaprasad hai na Mataji, wo भगवान के ऑल्टर से निकलता है, महाप्रसाद तो ग्रहण करना चाहिए, इसलिए उन इतने आतुर है महाप्रसाद ग्रहण करने के लिए, इसलिए तो वो लोग आते हैं सामने ऐसा. और पता नहीं अगर कोई अपना जिह्वा को संतुष्ट करने के लिए आगे बढ़ रहा है तो शायद फिर वो उसका पता नहीं हो जाएगा, हम नहीं जानते. तो आप ऐसे सोचिए कि वो लोग इतने लोभी हैं भगवान का प्रसाद ग्रहण करने के लिए. सो अच्छा ऐसी बात है क्या? अच्छा अच्छा ठीक है हरे कृष्णा. सो शी वाज पैसिफाइड. सो you see, even materialistic people, they are aware that we should not be greedy for food. We should be distributing whatever we get. Like Ranti Dev, he was fasting for 48 days. He was a king. He was fasting for 48 days. And finally, when he was about to break the fast, at that time, a Brahmin comes, begs, give me some food. He gives half of his food. Then a Shudra comes. He gives whatever is left out. Little bit he keeps for himself. Then after that, a man comes along with some dogs. He distributes that also what is left. Finally, water was left. He had to drink that water in order to survive. And then a chandal comes and he distributes that water also. Finally, he's on the verge of death. And at that time, he speaks that verse. Na kama ye ham gatim ishvarat param ashtardi yuktam apunar bhavam va aratim prapadye akhila deha bhajam antasthito ye na bhavanti dukkha. He says, na kama ye ham gatim ishvarat param. I don't want residence in swarga, or I do not want to even go back home, back to Godhead. Na kama ye ham gatim ishvarat param ashtardi yuktam apunar bhavam va. Neither do I want the yoga siddhis, mystic siddhis. And what do I want? Aratim prapadye. I want this suffering. I want to suffer on behalf of the people. Aratim prapadye akhila deha bhajam. For all the people. Just like what the mother does for the child. Or for her family. But the mother's love is only limited to her family. That's why we call that also karma. But when that love extends to akhila deha vajam, when it is for everyone, all of God's creation, then that becomes dharma. What is for you and for your family, that is karma. But what is for the whole world, that is dharma. Antasthito yena bhavanti dukkaha. I just want to be here and suffer for everyone. Now we generally, people cannot understand what kind of pleasure he is getting out of sacrificing, out of undertaking sufferings on behalf of others. It's certainly something which even the scientists have verified actually. Scientists have verified this fact that when people give, they become happy. Just by the thought that if I would give charity, then whom would I give? They have conducted these experiments and connecting these electrodes on the brains of people, on the heads of people, they have actually found that makes us happy. That's why they say you can conquer lamentation by giving charity. Conquer elders by service. Conquer your enemies with weapons. But you conquer depression by giving charity. By giving. By distribution. So this is a very sacred principle. Which all the devotees should follow. Once Malati Mataji, I remember when she was giving a lecture here. So she was speaking about this principle of her observation. that how when some sannyasis come, many of the matajis, they go and they start cooking. And Maharaj would eat so much, but then they would cook so much. And that's not a good mentality, she was saying, that if Guru eats that much, then you should cook only that much. Why you cook so much? So if you're thinking that you're cooking so that you can enjoy the Mahaprasad, all of us, because we have put in that service, then we will enjoy that Mahaprasad later on. It's not a good mentality. That's not seva. What is seva and what is karma? If you're expecting something out of what you're doing, that is karma. But if you're completely selfless, that is seva. So how, what seva you're doing? Malti Mataji was, that is not what they did during the time of Srila Prabhupada. She was saying that. Many of the disciples were very pure in their service. So here it is said that if we do not get a food, then we should simply wait and think that I'm not getting my food, it is only because of the will of the Lord. But if he wants, then, and that's why even in the Christian prayer it is said, you see, Christians, they have that very famous prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive others who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from sin. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So very beautiful. Prabhupada always said that we should not pray for food. Christians are praying for food. But actually, it is necessary if a person is not having gratitude. If a person forgets that where food comes from. Today people, everything is so packaged. Everything is packaged. If you ask a child where dood kahan se aata hai, he will say, wo packet se aata hai. Dood wala bhaiya deke jata hai. He probably does not even know that it comes from a cow. And all this packaging. Are, ye karo, wo karo. One advertisement was there. Horlicks ka advertisement. Horlicks pia ani dudachi shakti vaadwa. Horlicks pia ani dudachi shakti vaadwa. So somebody sent a message after that advertisement of a buffalo. A face of a buffalo with a message and the buffalo speaking. First message was what? Horlicks pya ani dudachi shakti vaadva. Second message is of buffalo speaking. Manje mi yede. That means that God has not provided enough nutrition in the milk that we have to put all these Boost and Horlicks. You see how much people today are eating so much, but still people are having, now all the, many of our brahmacharis also went for a blood test and all the tests and vitamin D deficiency, vitamin B deficiency, and all the different deficiencies are there in many of the devotees. And wondering, I was in Badrinath Kedarnath for a yatra many years ago, and we were struggling to climb. It was 14 kilometers in Kedarnath. And one day I was like, I was struggling. And some of the devotees were ahead, some of the devotees were behind. Thak gaya, kitna ho gaya. Every time we are seeing, kitna ho gaya, 4 kilometer ho gaya. Kitna? Oh, bapare, 10 kilometer chalna hai. Stop, and so tired, exhausted. And it's snow everywhere. Yeah, it's cold and still we are exhausted. And looking, and this person is coming, carrying another person on his back. You know those people there, they take money to carry you on the back, to take you to the Kedarnath. Simple people, locals there from Uttarakhand, living in the mountains. And they have so much stamina, that they not only walk up 14 kilometers, but they have a basket on their back and they are carrying adults on their back. I'm wondering, ki khata kya hai? Horlicks peeta hai, Boost peeta hai, kya karta hai? Here in the cities, people are having all these vitamins and this and that, and still they are having deficiencies. And here they are doing their duty. Hard work. And just see. Oxygen is also less. You can't even, people from the cities, they have to take oxygen cylinders. At that height you don't even get oxygen. They have no problem whatsoever. They adapted their bodies very strong and fit. Goes to show that your food is not maintaining you. And therefore, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we are glorifying the name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So we do what God wills, not what we want to do. And give us this day our daily bread and forgive us for our trespasses. So we pray to the Lord to forgive us, because there are we, and that will only happen if we forgive others for their offenses towards us. So meaningful, so practical. And do not deliver us from sin, and do not lead us into temptation. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. So all glories, we say, all glories to Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Guru Gauranga. So all the principles, the basic principles, essence of all religions are the same. So therefore, the important principle is that you have to depend on the Lord for your food. Today we see the people are so busy. Kya hua? Mandir kyun nahi aaye? Are kaam tha. We never say, are kya hua? Kaam pe kyun nahi aaye? Are kyunki satsang tha. Do you ever say like that? Are kya hua? Shadi mein nahi aaye? Satsang tha. I could not. But if you say, satsang mein kyun nahi aaye? Shadi mein gaye the. So we put all different priorities before satsang or before association, before chanting and spiritual duties. So here it is said that you have to depend on the Lord. And because if you have that faith that God will provide, why do I have to work so hard? Prabhupada used to say that people today have engaged in ugra karma, horrible work. All these factories, you see, industries put up, some of our devotees in the bases, they say that how horrible it is to work in chemical factory. They wear the mask and they have to wear that helmet and go, anything can fall. One devotee was working in a boiler. They were working in a boiler since so many years, and there was an explosion on the valve and exploded, and he nearly died actually. His thigh was burnt. And after a few years, just recently, just about a few months ago, again there was an explosion in the valve boiler, and splinters broke off and it went into his eye. He lost his eye. He was telling me, Prabhuji, I was thinking ke main retirement lunga. Lunga lunga le nahi paya to Bhagwan ne retirement de diya. Premature retirement le liya. But at the cost, I mean, it was a heavy price to pay. But doctors are working on him and they are expecting that he may get his eyesight back. So we are engaged in ugra karma. That's what Prabhupada says. So many factories working so hard, working 8 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours. For what? To earn money for what? For sense gratification. How much to eat that 4 chapatis? 2 times a day. And that also, if you eat too much, you get blood problem, LDL, HDL and all that crap. If you eat too much, also problem. So for what? Why are you working so hard? At what cost? At the cost of your sadhana, at the cost of your chanting your rounds, at the cost of... So therefore, Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar of Instruction that what is the summum bonum of for a sadhaka, what he should do. So he says, Tan naam rupa charitadi sankirtananu smrityoho kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan braje tadanu ragi janano gami kalam nae dakhilam iti upadesha saram. Tan naam rupa charitadi sankirtananu. To be engaged in chanting the glories of the form, qualities, pastimes, the holy names of the Lord. And smrityo kramena, and gradually increasing your dedication to your spiritual practices. The sadhana is so important. Increase, it should go on increase. Anandam buddhivaradhanam. It should go on increasing, otherwise. Tishthan braje, and reside in Vrindavan, or reside in the association of devotees. Tishthan braje tad anuragi jananugami, and take shelter of your spiritual master, who has great love and affection for the Supreme Lord. Kalam nae dakhilam, and don't waste your time in material pursuits. Paisa kamana, ye karla, wo karla. Earn so much of, for what? So therefore, this is upadesha saram. This is the essence for a sadhaka, that he should always be reducing his unnecessary pursuits for material things. So therefore, we have to depend on the Lord. And because we don't have faith that God will provide, that is the reason why people have to go and work so hard.
किसी से भी पूछा क्या हुआ इतना क्यों काम करते हो भैया नहीं सिक्योरिटी तो होना चाहिए कुछ हो गया तो हार्ट अटैक हो गया कुछ ये निकला तो मेडिकल बिल्स वगैरह क्या है कौन देगा
दे डोंट हैव फेथ दैट गॉड विल सस्टेन गॉड हैज गिवन अस द बॉडी एंड ही विल आल्सो मेंटेन अस इफ यू डोंट हैव फेथ दैट गॉड विल मेंटेन यू देन हाउ विल यू हैव फेथ दैट बाय डूइंग भक्ति यू विल गेट डिवोशन यू विल गेट द लॉर्ड भगवान ही प्राप्त हो जाएंगे इफ यू डोंट हैव फेथ दैट गॉड विल गिव यू फूड देन हाउ यू कैन हैव फेथ दैट गॉड विल गिव यू हिमसेल्फ विल गिव यू भक्ति सो इट्स अ वेरी लॉजिकल थिंग सो देयरफॉर वन हैज टू टेक द प्रोसेस ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस देन वन कैन बिकम फ्री एज इट सेड इन द फिफ्थ कैंटो इन श्रीमद् भागवतम नैवम विदह पुरुषकार उरुक्रमस्य पुंसाम तदंग्रि रजसा जित षड गुणानाम चित्रम विदूर विगत सकृदादीत यन्नाम धेयम अधुना सजहाति बंधम नैवम विदह पुरुषकार उरुक्रमस्य इट इज सेड दैट इट इज नॉट सरप्राइजिंग दैट डिवोटी हु हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हैज ओवरकम द सिक्स विप्स ऑफ मटीरियल एग्जिस्टेंस व्हाट इज द सिक्स विप्स हंगर थर्स्ट इल्यूजन लैमेंटेशन Old age and death. It is very easy. A devotee takes shelter of the Lord. He becomes free from these things very easily. We have seen it that Prabhupada preached in the West. So many Western people. Not knowing anything about Krishna consciousness. Because of their love for Srila Prabhupada. The love for the spiritual master. They immediately transcended all these addictions. All these lowly habits which they were engaged in. And they became great devotees. Spiritual masters. Sannyasis. It's a miracle. The world had never seen this miracle before. How? Because they took shelter of the Lord's devotee. So the Bhagavatam says, but still, this is not surprising. If a devotee has transcended these problems. Why? Because even a person who is an outcast, who is beyond the Varanashram Dharma, a most sinful person, if he just chants the names of the Lord, Yannama Dheya Madhuna Sajahati Bandham, he is also immediately released from the bondage of material existence, from these cravings, which are obstacles on attaining the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, if we take up to this process of regularly chanting, engaging in Nam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then we can very soon attain the Panchama Purusharth, devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. और भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी